Good afternoon. A 12 noon temperature, Rusty. We are at 72 degrees right now.
Right about at our high for the day, but we'll have some chances of showers and a possible thunderstorm later on.
A Wisconsin senator says a 90-day jail sentence for a drunk driving death is just one more reason the state needs a 10-year minimum prison term for drunken homicide. River Hills Republican Alberta Darling is the Senate's main sponsor of a bill that would also make 3- and 4-time OWI a felony and would create a maximum, or I should say a minimum, 6-month term for causing injuries by drunk driving. Darling criticized the 3-month jail sentence given last month to 24-year-old Christopher Schneider, who pled no contest to reckless homicide after his vehicle struck and killed bicyclist Eugene Dennis northeast of Fond du Lac in 2010. Darling said a respect for life demands more than a 90-day jail term. Schneider's attorney said the sentence was appropriate in this situation since he was never in any trouble before.
Governor Scott Walker has been asked for a second time to have the state become a partner with Milwaukee to fight crime. In a letter to the governor, Alderman Bob Donovan said he wants to renew discussions that he and others from the city had last summer with state officials. Donovan said Milwaukee Police is doing what it can, but he writes it just cannot keep up with the crime wave that is now sweeping the city's neighborhoods. Donovan counted 14 shooting incidents this past weekend, including 2 deaths, and 12 shootings the weekend before that. Donovan's letter accused Mayor Tom Barrett of being, as he said, impotent when it comes to addressing Milwaukee's extreme violence.
Man who drowned at a Marinette County park has been identified as 37-year-old Robert Feitch of Clintonville. Authorities said he was taking pictures at 12-foot Falls Park in the town of Dunbar Saturday when he fell off some rocks and into the water. Deputies said the man was camping alone. His death has been ruled an accident.
Chatter picked up by U.S. intelligence sources is reported to be the most threatening it's been in over a decade. The terror threat has prompted the State Department to keep 19 diplomatic facilities closed for at least the rest of the week. Al-Qaeda leadership has been calling followers to take action, hoping for revenge against the U.S. and its allies for the recent killing of some top terror leaders. Fox News national security correspondent Jennifer Griffin is at the Pentagon.
The Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri, who took over for bin Laden after he was killed, issued a call for attack last week in 2 separate audio tapes released from wherever he's hiding in Pakistan. The second 14-minute tape was posted on the internet on Friday. Also, England, France, and Germany have intercepted similar intelligence and are taking similar precautions, closing their embassies in Yemen this week.
A worldwide travel alert is in effect, calling for Americans overseas to use caution through the end of the month.
Well, today is the 1-year anniversary of the Sikh temple shootings in Oak Creek. 6 people were killed when a gunman stormed the temple and opened fire. There were several early remembrances over the weekend, including a prayer service yesterday attended by Governor Scott Walker.
The brightest moment out of all this is that, yet again, you've showed this community, this state, this country, and the world that love can triumph.
Tonight at 6, there will be a special meditation at the temple, and that will be followed by a candlelight vigil tonight at 8 o'clock.
Wisconsin lawmaker wants Indian mascot law repealed. A Republican lawmaker wants to repeal a law that forces Wisconsin schools to get rid of Indian team names and mascots if found to be discriminatory.
We had previously, over the years, more than 80 school districts with Indian names. They voluntarily decided to change them themselves in consultation with the people who elect the school board. That's where it belongs. It doesn't belong in the hands of one individual, one citizen in a school district who happens to have a grudge, and that was the case in Maquonago, and his way of getting even with the school district.
The proposal from Representative Steve Noss of Whitewater. Noss says the decision belongs in the hands of the school district. Critics say such names are inappropriate and they contribute to stereotypes and improper understanding of Indian culture. An individual or group could still seek resources, Noss says, by appealing to local districts rather than the state.
2 federal agencies agree that a pilot error caused the crash of a single-engine plane in Burlington last November, killing a father and a daughter from Illinois. 50-year-old Todd Parfit of Antioch, Illinois, and 14-year-old Nicole were both killed. The National Transportation Safety Board said Todd's lack of recent flight experience caused the single-engine plane to spin out of control just before it went down in a cornfield. An earlier finding from the FAA said the pilot mismanaged the controls just before the spin began. Safety Board said Parfit had not flown for almost 6 months before that crash.
A man is held on $1 million bond after crashing his car onto a crowded Venice Beach boardwalk. Fox's Will Carr is there.
Saturday's deadly hit and run happened in a very crowded area on the Venice boardwalk. Police say that Nathan Campbell drove onto the boardwalk, plowed into a group of people, hit several vendors, and took off. Police say Campbell killed one woman, injured 11 other people, and turned himself in later that night. He's charged with murder and is being held on a $1 million bond. The woman who was killed was just married and in Venice Beach on her honeymoon. Her name is Alice Gruppioni. She's 32 years old. In Venice Beach, Will Carr, Fox News Radio.
The Experimental Aircraft Association wrapped up its annual Air Venture Show at Oshkosh yesterday. EAA Chairman Jack Pelton said the group achieved one of its biggest goals this year, just putting on the week-long flight festival after that surprise $447,000 fee from the federal government. We'll get the final numbers on that later on. The show attracted a record number of exhibitors, though, 821. That forecast, Rusty?
Cloudy, showers and thunderstorms possible through the rest of your Monday.
Right now we have 71 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh. WHBL News Time at 12:06.